Okay, our friends. So we've learned so much about space. We feel so smart. But you know, sometimes it's fun just to have a good laugh. And so that's what we're going to do today. But we're going to do it in space. What do you say? Today's story is called How to Make an Astronaut Laugh. It was created by Chris Kate, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip
in the house. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you meet an astronaut and want to sound smart, you can talk about planets or a spaceship part. But if you want to be fun and astronomical too, telling jokes about space is the best thing to do. Space jokes are cosmic. Space jokes are stellar. Space jokes will make you a star joke teller. You ready?
Yeah. When is an astronaut's favorite time of day? Lunchtime! Brum-ching!
Why couldn't the astronaut visit the moon? The moon was already full!
Womp, womp, womp.
All right.
Wait, I didn't get that one. How is that funny?
Well, sometimes the moon is full, and sometimes it's a crescent moon, or a half moon, or a little Cheshire cat, small little tiny moon. Sometimes there's no moon at all. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do this one. What?
No, I want to do it.
Okay.
What song makes planets dance? Neptune's brum-ching.
Why does the sun get jealous of the moon? The moon gets to stay up late at night.
Brum-ching. What kind of books do astronauts read?
Well, lots of them, I think.
Comet books. Brum-ching.
A comet book. Not the same as a comic book, though, right?
Comet book.
Yeah, okay. Where do astronauts learn about space? I'm going to guess NASA. Oh, a university. Get it? University.
What do you give a grumpy astronaut? Lots of space. Oh my gosh.
How do you put a baby astronaut to sleep? You
rock it. But if you were to rock it, it would just go flying off and start crying. And
well, you don't put it in a rocket. You rock it. On a rocking chair? I don't know. Okay.
On a rocket rocking chair.
A rocket rocking chair. Okay.
A rocking chair inside of a rocket.
Maybe. How do you organize an astronaut party?
You plan it.
Why did the star go to school?
To get brighter.
Oh, I think you're really bright. Do you think you have to go to school? You do. How do star systems hold up their pants? I know this one.
They put on asteroid belts. Oh my gosh. Oh. That's old school.
Oh my goodness. Do you know why space jokes are the best?
Mm-hmm. Because they're out of this world. Oh my gosh.
Now, when you meet an astronaut crew, you have space jokes and know what to do. If telling space jokes makes you laugh too, maybe the next astronaut should be you. Dun dun. What do you think?
Yeah? I think that's adorably funny.
You think it's adorably funny? Yeah, me too. And I want to encourage everyone to check out this book. Go grab it. I'll post a link to it on my Amazon affiliates page, as I always do. And then you can read along with us and tell jokes to anyone and everyone that you meet along the way. Maybe if you run into any aliens, you've got some in your pocket for them too, right? Yeah? I don't know. So that, our dear friends, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.